WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 82 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A Travis County District Judge has issued a partial decision in the motion sought by former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace after documents critical of his job performance were leaked to KBTX and the Eagle by yet-to-be-identified sources.
The judge decided not to issue civil contempt of court citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. The judge said she would decide as early as next week whether to cite the Bryan School District for civil contempt and whether the district will have to pay up to $54,000 in Wallace's attorney fees. Wallace's lawyers announced earlier in the day they were dropping, for now, their pursuit of criminal contempt charges, which required a higher standard of proof. All seven BISD officials said they did not give documents protected by court order, nor did they direct anyone else to share them, and they did not know who provided the information to the two media outlets. But the judge sided with Wallace's legal team, who said the Eagle's identification of two district employees who supplied the documents were two Bryan ISD employees. The judge, on at least two occasions, said in more than 20 years on the bench, she has never had to give more specific instructions beyond the order she issued last January to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. The judge had no response to multiple challenges by lawyers representing the school district, its employees, and board members that Wallace also had copies of the documents in a binder and on a computer flash drive. But the judge ordered those associated with BISD to extend their internal investigation to checking personal computers. The district was also told to notify all employees about the court orders protecting the documents and to round up all source information that went into the documents that were given to Wallace when he was told last September to consider leaving the district. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the next board meeting of the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan City Councilman Ben Hardiman, who is on the executive committee of what is now known as Experience BCS, says he gave that group two unidentified changes to make in order to continue receiving local hotel occupancy tax money.
If those two changes were made, there would be a possibility that we could enter into a contract with the existing corporation to carry out the CVB activities. The options that I have raised and proposed have not been received well.
Hardiman says while the agency has beneficial institutional knowledge, he's willing to have the cities recreate that information, and he says the cities will work better together towards a common goal.
Both cities fully recognize that everybody in the community is better off if we have 100% hotel room occupancy, weekend and weekdays.
Hardiman expects some decisions to be made in July because both cities are preparing budgets for the next fiscal year. Part of a special meeting of the Bryan City Council this week included final approval of revised regulations at the city cemetery. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says this was the result of complaints and concerns that started about 18 months ago and the Cemetery Advisory Board reviewing changes the last 5 months.
They've identified some of the things that we were a little loose on in enforcement, and one of those being benches. That's really what was one of the big changes that were made. We wanted to make sure that the benches that show up go through a process, as do other things. And we want to make sure that they meet a certain standard instead of just somebody purchasing a wood bench and sitting it out there. It needs to be something that's appropriate for, certainly for a cemetery.
Walker says the city has the funding and the people to enforce the regulations.
We provided a lot of notification recently, and after that notification and allowing folks an opportunity to come into compliance, if you want to call it that, we have noticed a change in the cemetery already. And so it will not change overnight, but I think we've already seen a significant change, and we're expecting over the months ahead that those that have expressed concern will be more pleased with the way things are looking and the way that we're enforcing what's on the books for us.
The changes come as a cemetery expansion is wrapping up. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office has made 3 arrests and more are possible following a kidnapping, assault, and robbery earlier this month. A news release did not reveal why the victim went with several people to a remote location, which is where he was beaten, and his cell phone and money were taken. The victim was treated for undisclosed injuries at a Caldwell hospital. A Caldwell woman and 2 men from Lincoln were arrested on charges of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 82 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News, it's brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news around 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors assisted my wife and I in the sale of our home, and they were an expert in all phases of contract representation. They provided market insights, which allowed us to list the home and sell it in record time. And with Bryan College Station's continually changing market, BCR continues to keep all of our rental properties 100% rented and at the maximum rental rate. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Hey, it's 8:12. Let's check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mostly to partly sunny skies for today. Breezy, hot, and humid. High temperature approaching the mid-90s. Scattered clouds around this evening and overnight. Low temperature 74 to 78. A hot, humid weekend coming up. Mid-90s expected on Saturday. Partly sunny. Mid-70s at night. Sun and clouds with a stray thunderstorm Sunday, 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Gary doesn't sound enthused, and he's not even going to have to be in it.
You know, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Gary needs a little more pep in his step.
It's pretty low-key. Well, he's having to work. It's the Friday before a big holiday, and everybody else is taking off.
I know, the heat can make you drowsy, Gary.
I also
but...
thought it was kind of weird that he described it as greasy, hot, and humid. That's,
I think it's breezy, hot,
oh,
and humid.
Oh, okay, all right.
Now,
that's what I heard.
Now, what happens next year when the 4th of July is on Wednesday?
Ugh.
See? Now, is that too far? Is that too far? Can you make that stretch? Can you go ahead and take that Friday afternoon off?
Friday, Monday, and Tuesday?
And no, and Wednesday, because that's the holiday
or,
that you're not going to be back.
Or do you take Wednesday off, July 4th, you get off. Then you take off Thursday, Friday, and you extend it. Because if you're partying on the 4th of July, you don't want to have to go back to work on a Thursday.
Now you know what people are really thinking. Bosses and owners know that's what your employees are doing right now. Hell, they're already plotting. They're already plotting 2018.
I mean, do you want them hungover on Thursday or not there on Wednesday?
Here's what you do. You take off Tuesday and Thursday. That way, you have a weekend. You work one day.
Uh-huh.
You have a day off.
Yeah.
Then you come or the you work. Then you come back and have a day off. Then you work one day, and then you have a whole nother day. Weekend.
That's a good plan, and that really, really cuts down your productivity.
But when you're only working one day at a time, exactly. Then your productivity is just shot for the whole week. Yeah,
it's like a fake vacation, on the days you're working.
New word. Is that a vacation? Is that a new word?
Vacation.
Yeah, I just made it up just now.
That's it. FAKACTION. I love spelling on the radio. Vacation. All right. We need to copyright that.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. All right, so if you're moving from one house to another, and you ever notice that you know, right around the end of the month, you see those pickup trucks full of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's people needing to move to their new digs.
Especially the month of July. Yep. That's a lot of
You're
leases
right.
are up.
You're right. It's better to rent a truck than to do what this guy did. New Hampshire State Police released a photo showing a driver with all his possessions strapped to the top of his minivan. Police pulled him over after seeing boxes, baskets, bicycles, furniture, and dollies? The dolly? Dangling off the roof of the vehicle. Police officer said there was so much stuff it literally doubled the height of the van.
Oh, my.
How did you stack that puppy in? How did that work? Hello?
You know, you guys were talking about the 4th being on Wednesday next year.
Yeah.
So what I've done is I've taken off today and vowed not to come back until next July the 10th. And that way I get a good, nice vacation.
Yeah. That's a good plan.
Yeah, that does. Yeah. And it gives people like Chelsea time to work double shifts.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I tuned on tuned in foolishly yesterday, and I thought it was him, but no, it was probably some recorded interview.
He was here yesterday.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
oh.
He was here yesterday. Oh. Well, but it probably was a recorded interview.
Well, the interview was so penetrating, I thought it was, you know, something he'd done a long time ago.
Because even when he is here, you know, he shows 4 to 6. Sometimes it's more like 4 to 5, and then there's recorded interviews in the can.
And then, then he plays Hey Jude.
Let me tell you, if I've learned any for 8 minutes, that bumper song lasts 8 minutes. Yeah. If I've learned anything from working here at Brian Broadcasting, it is how to manipulate a 2-hour show to where you're only there for 10 minutes.
That's exactly right.
And when you're running the show, you know, it's good to be the king. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there are, you know, our listeners notice this, that there's, you know, that's why there's bumper music in a lot of these shows. Because, look, if you could squeeze in 20 seconds of bumper music going in and 20 seconds going out and you got 5 breaks, boom.
Okay, speaking of bumper music, I'm in the studio the other day because I did the 5 o'clock news. Bill Oliver was in Austin, and I flip on the live switch just to make sure that, you know, we're live and things are going on. This is before 5 o'clock, so this is around 4:40.
Okay.
So Sean Hannity's on. I hear 2 Florida Georgia Line songs, full songs,
really,
in a row,
really.
And I thought, oh my God, we switched and Maverick is playing on WTAW. What is going on? I called Tucker in, I had to call Dusty to make sure.
Everything,
and then all of a sudden,
okay,
his program flips back on, and I'm like, what is going on? He just straight up played 8 minutes of Florida Georgia Line.
Don't don't get affiliates started on that particular show host.
So
okay?
confused.
Yeah.
So confused. So
sometimes, well, that TV gig is his primary gig.
I know.
He doesn't want to be distracted by radio.
He's got to fill time somehow.
That's it. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, and sometimes you guys gotta go to the bathroom.
But you're right.
That's true.
Yep, that's true. We don't do many songs here too often.
But it's yet another reason that we thank our advertisers.
That's exactly right. It's AAT New York officials cited a resident for keeping a wild deer in his home. State Department environmental conservation officers say they had been he'd been keeping the white-tailed fawn on the second floor of his Jamestown home for at least a month and a half. The animal was in good health. Police released it back into the wild. Man ticketed for illegal possession of protected wildlife.
Man, though, poor deer. You're living the high life, second floor to yourself, air conditioning.
I don't want to go out there in the
woods. I don't want to go to the wild. Yeah. I don't want to get sniped.
And you know that that's probably from your story, the scorpions and the tarantulas. They don't know what they're going to be moving into.
Poor things.
They probably liked where they were.
Oh, yeah.
And wanted to keep doing that. Okay, this one is a little hard to believe, but we'll see. There are basically zero studies that have found that staring at screens is good for us, right?
Right.
We know that.
It's good for us. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so now we may have found new ways that it's even worse for us.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
Dr. Howard Murad, who is a famous dermatologist in Los Angeles, his clients include people like Taylor Swift and J-Lo. He has just revealed that we should be wearing sunscreen to look at our phones and computers.
You stop.
According to the doctor, Our screens are constantly emitting blue rays, and according to the doctor, 4 days in front of a screen is equivalent to spending 20 minutes in direct sun. So if you think about how much time you spend in front of screens, that's a ton of sun.
It's certainly not helping me to get a tan.
I will say, we hear this all the time, especially, you know, for females, if you're using a daily moisturizer. Guys, too, you should be wearing SPF on your face.
Yes.
Daily.
Yep.
Daily. Whether you're going out in the sun, by the pool, by the beach, or just, you know, everyday normal use. So if you're doing that, then you're protected. It doesn't matter.
You make fun of Dick Clark, but the reason he looked the way he did is he put PABA on his skin, I mean, which was for a long time that had been a sunscreen product. Mm-hmm. So,
luckily for a lot of females, it's now in our makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, there's SPF in our powder and our foundation and everything. But guys, if you use a moisturizer, make sure it has SPF in it.
I wouldn't even know where to begin to buy a moisturizer.
And it's there's Ulta. Shelves of it. Yeah, yeah, there's shelves of it. It's everywhere.
HEB, the stores, grocery stores, all of them.
It's every place. So. Now, again, it's not for a suntan or sunburn.
Right.
It's that it's damaging your skin and could be a precursor to cancer later on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he says just put a little bit of sunscreen on every day to protect your
face. But that is pretty bizarre about the phone screens.
Try to tie those things together.
Right, exactly.
See if it happens. Technology continuing to do us badly. It's not a good day when you idiotically drive your car into a lake, and it's only the second worst thing that could happen to you that day. Guy's name is Daniel Alley. He's driving his Jeep Patriot in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts last week, following his GPS to a friend's house. Well, how good a friend could he be if he needed to? Well, again, that's a whole other story. He turned on
to... How old is he?
Does not say.
Oh, I was going to say, millennials have to use their GPS to get home.
Good point, yes. He turned onto Lake Road, which probably should have been a tip-off since it was dark. He's listening to his GPS, and that's when it told him to drive straight. So he did, right into the water. Cops and the fire department came, got Daniel out of the water. That's when they all realized he was driving with a revoked license.
Siri told me to go.
That's right. And again, just
recalculating.
Again, right. Just because it says do that. And again,
doesn't mean you have to do
it. And it doesn't remind you that your driver's license has been revoked, right? I mean, you have to know that yourself for that to even happen. But all those people can, as long as they've got keys, right? And as long as there's gas in the tank, they can go do stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
822.
More zero turns are on the way, and we need to move out the ones in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower for a while, and you've ever wanted to upgrade, now is the time to do it. The zeros are still in effect with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler mower in stock. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So the world's favorite color has now been revealed.
Oh, good.
How could we have gone this far into the year?
Well, we've talked about the ugliest color.
We have.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Only fair.
So the world has a favorite color, but nobody can decide whether it's actually blue or green.
Oh.
The shade was chosen after a six-month global survey. It is named Mars Green. That's two R's.
Okay.
Mars Green after Annie Mars, who chose the color as her favorite and then got the most votes. 30,000 people across 100 countries voted. We're going to have 30,000 people decide what 8 million people think is the best color? Just saying, her favorite color?
Yeah, I feel like Annie got to choose.
Color experts say that the shade has been called green, but it will not be incorrect to view it as a shade of blue. It is almost a teal.
It is a teal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is very pretty.
So Some have said aqua-ish.
No, okay. I wouldn't describe it as aqua.
Okay, it's one of those that could be either green or blue, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, I would lean more to, I just think blue is more of a general, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, if it's in between, blue is probably what you're going to lean to more than green.
Right.
So that's what I would do.
I'm looking it up right now to see. Now
here, bluish.
Here's the deal, though, is have you seen anything that is this color?
I mean, nothing like just general that pops into my mind.
Right, but because, I mean, that's...
Like clothing, maybe,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's what I mean. If it's that wonderful a color...
True, it's not super popular.
Okay, yeah, all right, I'm looking at it. I see that as blue, yeah.
Okay.
Now,
I'm also, both pictures that I'm looking at have some weird lighting, so I think it would probably depend also on what kind of light you're in.
Yeah, we don't want to get into like a dress situation or the shoe, like those weird ones where nobody could tell what color it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see, you know, one year is, it's quite a while ago, it was about 20 years ago, I guess, University of North Carolina baseball team took on the what the Astros did. Remember one year when the Astros had kind of like shades of orange and
ombre,
stripes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They did that with their blue, which I thought was really neat looking.
Yeah.
Because I kind of see
Texas
that.
A&M softball has some maroon jerseys that are
like
that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Cool. So anyhow, so I look at that, and that's kind of reminiscent of some of the colors that were on.
See, now I'm looking. Yeah,
jersey.
Now I'm looking at another one where it does look more green. So I really just think it probably depends on where you are. Either way, it's a pretty color.
That's it. Mars green.
Mars green.
Now you know it's the world's favorite.
I want a color named after me.
Yeah.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. An alliance between ocean liners Maersk and Mediterranean Shipping is helping to mitigate some of the issues Maersk is facing this week in the wake of a cyber attack that disrupted computers across several firms in the U.S. and Europe. Mediterranean is Maersk's partner in the Global 2M Alliance, which moves approximately a third of all ocean-borne cargo. After the cyber attack forced Maersk to shut down several of its port terminals, Mediterranean offered to move some Maersk cargo through its port facilities. Sycamore Partners intends to split Staples into three to help fund its $6.9 billion purchase of the office supply seller. In another sign of the challenges facing the retail industry, the Wall Street Journal says the plan calls for Staples to be divided into three separately financed entities, U.S. retail, Canadian retail, and corporate supply businesses. The three groups will remain under the same corporate umbrella. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open after yesterday's sell-off. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
The Bryan Broadcasting family of radio stations invites you to the I Love America celebration at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum on July 4th, hosted by the College Station Noon Lions Club. The museum is open free to the public all day, and beginning at 5 p.m., the fun begins. Concessions, kids zone, live music, and fireworks. Free parking is available at designated areas. Go to bush41.org/events for additional information and complete schedule and times. The I Love America celebration, July 4th at the Bush Library and Museum.
828 News Talk 1620 WTAW. And it's time to talk about what's going on at Messina Hoff. Savannah's here today. How are you?
Great.
Good. It's the we're the 1 month countdown to harvest time, huh?
Yeah, we're exactly a month away from Moonlit Harvest, which is one of my favorite events because it kicks off the whole month long celebration.
It does, and this is an opportunity for you to see, as you say, an entire celebration. But like anything else, now's the time to be planning ahead and making the reservations for these events.
Definitely, we're over halfway sold out of Moonlit Harvest already. So if you want to come to these events, definitely mark it on your calendar and and buy those tickets.
So what happens? Moonlight Harvest kicks it off, and then you've got, an evening of grape picking and stomping, right?
Right. We'll do a blessing of the vines, which is really cool. It's the only time that we do it the whole year. We'll have some vineyard cuisine that our chef, Chef Chris, put together the menu. It's wonderful. So it's a really fun time to come out with your friends, date night, whatever.
You know, for years, Ms. Sinehoff has been doing the murder mystery dinners, and I know you have one coming up in late July. But a little history of what people could kind of expect when they come to one of the murder mystery dinners.
Yeah, so the murder mystery dinners are really cool. We actually give you a character, and these date back. People have been doing this since the Middle Ages.
Okay.
So it's a fun tradition that we're glad that we can carry on, and you get a costume if you want to dress up, you get a character, and we'll have a host, and you get lots of food and wine, and you get to find out who did it.
Yeah, and you may be the one.
You could be it.
That's kind of so. Now this one is coming up on July the 29th. What can you tell us about this murder mystery dinner?
Yeah, this one's called Lights, Camera, Murder. So it's like a Hollywood Tinseltown themed one. And, scandal, celebrity scandals. So,
oh, fun.
It's
kind of like real life, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
Now, so the Moonlight Harvest, the dinner late in the month of July. But, again, time's a wasting if you haven't made your reservations. How do they do that?
Right. You will go to messinehoff.com/harvest. You can give Terry a call at 979-778-9463, extension 234, or find us on social media.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
Have you heard the latest scare tactic? That you should wear sunscreen when using your smartphone or computer? Is it fake news or bad medicine? I'm Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A Los Angeles physician, someone by the name of Dr. Howard Murad, who claims to be the dermatologist to Taylor Swift and other big Hollywood celebrities, says that computer and smartphone users should wear sunscreen to protect their skin from the harmful blue light emitted by the device's screens. Should you be concerned? As it turns out, the good doctor just happens to own a company that sells skincare products, including, wait for it, yep, sunscreen. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never heard of anyone getting a sunburn from working every day in front of a computer. For now, I think we'll all be fine if we put Dr. Murad's warnings right up there next to the fake moon landings and tinfoil hats. All the tech news is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Remember when you had only one PC to back up? In today's world, our homes have at least 5 devices with critical data: email, text, Facebook, Instagram, and personal photos. And that's why I'm introducing you to iDrive to easily and securely protect every device into just one cloud account. Jack is an iDrive user. He uses iDrive to back up not only his computer, but also his wife's computer, their smartphones and tablets. Here are his exact words.
My wife is a Facebook junkie. Twice now, she has managed to get tangled up in ransomware. This happened just last week, and I need help restoring the files before infection.
But all of Jack's data was backed up to iDrive before the ransomware hit, and Jack was able to restore all his data using the iDrive Rewind feature. iDrive is the easiest and most secure cloud backup. Go to iDrive.com today and use my name, Kim, at checkout to get 75% off through Monday only. Don't put this off through Monday. Get 75% off. iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 82 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The source of confidential reports critical of former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace's job performance remain unknown. And Wallace received a partial win in his attempt to blame his former employer for the leak.
A Travis County district judge told Bryan ISD senior administrators and 2 school board members to extend their internal investigation to include checking personal computers, rounding up all source information that led to the documents given to Wallace that were leaked, and notifying more than 2,000 employees about the court order. Judge will rule as early as next week whether she'll hold BISD in civil contempt of court and if she'll award Wallace up to $54,000 in attorney fees. Wallace lost his attempt to get civil contempt citations issued against 5 former members of his leadership team and 2 school board members. And Wallace's legal team announced they were dropping, for now, their pursuit of criminal contempt charges, which requires a higher standard of proof. All 7 BISD officials who testified during the 2-day hearing denied providing KBTX and the Eagle copies of the court-protected paperwork. They also said they did not direct anyone else to do the release and they did not know who leaked the reports. Lawyers for the Bryan officials also questioned what became of the binder and a computer thumb drive given to Wallace, particularly in light of media reports where the president of the Kirbyville School Board said Wallace disclosed everything that happened to him in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Increased enforcement of regulations at the Bryan City Cemetery are underway. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says that's part of revised regulations that were finalized by the City Council during a special meeting earlier this week.
We've been a little lax in our allowing items to be left next to grave sites. Benches to flagpoles to flags to flower pots to coping, edging, and it just becomes difficult maintenance for one thing, but then also the aesthetics, it impacts aesthetics to some degree.
Revised regulations at the Bryan Cemetery include making a written request for plantings and decorations and getting written approval before placing markers, monuments, and headstones. The cities of Bryan and College Station continue to investigate options to promote local travel and tourism efforts with or without the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan Councilman Ben Hardiman is a member of the executive committee of what is now known as Experience BCS.
The CBB has a track record. They have a history. They have a work pattern established. They have some institutional knowledge in recruiting meeting convention activities and also sporting events.
Hardiman, while on our show, says he gave the executive board two unidentified changes he wants the agency to make.
That would allow us to retain the institutional knowledge that is in existence today. If not, the two cities, I think, would be willing to go ahead and recreate that institutional knowledge.
Hardiman did not reveal two ideas he's given to the executive committee regarding the agency's efforts to fill the growing number of hotel rooms. WTAW news time is 8:36. It's 82 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. Find more news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan. Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop.
Let's do some weather, shall we? 8:38, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. I said 775-2929. All right, I'll read you the weather, okay, since the computer doesn't want to cooperate with us. It's going to be warm today. In fact, we're going to have a heat index up at about 106. It was 81 when we came to work at 6 o'clock this morning. It's now up to a brisk 82 degrees, and Again, heat index today about 105, 106, so do what you need to protect yourself against the hot weather. It's Friday. It's time to talk to folks from the city of College Station and such, and Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
Well, let me do that. Okay. You're doing well?
I'm still doing well,
okay,
yes.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
Very good. So you brought a guest with you this morning.
I did. I brought the president of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board, retired Lieutenant General Randy House.
Light general, huh? Good morning. How are you, General?
I'm great. Yeah. And thank you so much for letting us talk about Veterans Park.
This man commanded the Big Red One. I want to say it's an honor to have you in here, and that's a small portion of your service to our country. I want to thank you for that. You spend how many years in the military?
33.
33 years, and there are many men and women who have served similar times and served our country, and we thank them for that. But most importantly, today you're here because after a distinguished military career, an Aggie, you decided you wanted to retire here in College Station, and one of the things that you're doing is you've taken up the leadership at the Veterans Memorial Park. And, you know, there are a lot of people who live here, and they haven't been out there, and they probably missed a great deal. Okay, it honors the veterans, but there's a little bit more story to tell, is there not?
Well, I can share with our listeners that every person that I've talked to that's come out to Veterans Park, it's the first time they've seen it, when they leave, they said, "I didn't know this existed in Bryan College Station, and this is just a unbelievable resource." And my thanks to this community. I can't imagine a community being more supportive of veterans than Bryan College Station. And our park, being part of the College Station athletic complex, brings a synergy that, like now with the 7-on-7 going on, if you go out to the park and walk the Lynn Stewart pathway and look at the 9 sites we already have in the park, you'll see the players and their coaches between games going around reading the interpretive panels, learning more about the sacrifice and the service of those who've gone before them, that gives them the chance to play 7-on-7 at College Station.
Well, General, one of the things, I guess 3 years ago, I was out at the induction ceremony because I had a friend whose name was put on the wall. And one of the things that we were talking about before started speaking on the air, is that this is probably a unique memorial in that this covers anybody who's been in military service.
It does. To my knowledge, Veterans Park is the only Veterans Park in the United States that honors all soldiers, sailor, airmen, Marines, Coast Guard in all wars. Now, we have specific sites: the Civil War site, the Korean War site, the Vietnam site, the American Revolution, World War II, the Indian Wars, but the park itself, Veterans Park itself, is to all. And you talked about the names on the Wall of Honor. We have over 5,000 names, and every Veterans Day, which, you know, normally we have the ceremony on the 11th of November, mm-hmm. which is Veterans Day. This year we're going to do it the evening of the 10th. I don't compete with Aggie football.
Okay.
And and so the next day, Saturday, the 11th, and there's a home game. So at 1700 at 5 p.m. On the Friday the 10th, there'll be another fabulous Veterans Day ceremony with the Aggie band and the Ross Volunteers. And it starts with Bill Yonkin reading names added this year. And we're over 5,000 names of Brazos Valley veterans, and the good news, you don't have to die to be on the wall.
Huh?
And it's an unbelievable ceremony when Bill reads the name, pauses, and if the service member is there, they stand up and answer here, just like they did many a time when they were in the military. If they're not here for any reason, family members can stand up, and oftentimes the family members stand up with the service member. Our friends can answer up, you know, a little bit like we do at the Aggies do when we have ceremonies like that. Right. So it's very moving, and it starts. That's what starts our ceremony off before, and then we go another 59 minutes or so and have our annual ceremony.
Well, now, if we have people here locally who would like to have a name added, what's the process for that?
Well, it's very easy. If you go up on the web, Brazos BVVM, that's Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.org, you can download the application to get the name on the wall. Now, the suspense is coming up on the 15th of August for this November, because it takes a while for the man to come out and chisel all those, engrave all those names in that red granite. And so we have to start early, and but you fill out your form. It's $150 per name, and that's the board. Many of the names on the wall come from our board of directors who put several names every year on the wall. But anyone who wants to have a friend or a loved one that was a veteran and, you know, just fills out this form, sends their money in, and we get it engraved, and they can go over. We have a kiosk now, thanks to the city of College Station, that when you come into the main area of the park, you can go there and type the name in of your loved one, and it tells you what panel of the, with 5,000 names, it kind of tells you generally where to go look. And what's unique about this is it's just your name. Like mine, it just says Randolph W. House, comma, USA. It doesn't, there's no rank. We don't have any rank, and you're either Army, Air Force, Marine, Navy, or Coast Guard. And it's just U.S. Marine Corps, USMC, USN, USAF, or Coast Guard.
So you need to move kind of quickly, because you've got, what, about 6 more weeks if you want to be able to get into this year.
For this year, yes,
okay,
sir.
So do that, and go to the website for that. While you're here, can you tell us what other changes are going to be happening at Veterans Park maybe in the near future?
Yes, sir. On the 5th of August at 7 p.m., which is a Saturday, the U.S. Navy Band is going to be out there from Washington, D.C. They're going to be having a concert, and we'll have board members out there to give tours of the park, of the park, and then, of course, listen to the band. The 11th of September every year, we do a 9/11 observant ceremony, and we started at 7:49, and so that's the highlight there is to our first responders. And then our next big ceremony is the Mexican War dedication, and that'll be on Wednesday, the 13th of September at 5:30 p.m. And it'll be our first Marine statue. We have airmen, we have sailors, we have soldiers, we have an American Indian, Native American, we have a Buffalo soldier, but we don't have a Marine. But when the board was talking, you know, let's talk about the Mexican War. So we all studied the Mexican War, and I remember telling the board, unfortunately, probably most Americans can't sing the first verse of our Army song, but most Americans can sing the first verse of the Marine hymn.
Good point.
Which is from the halls of Montezuma. This memorial, we have a Marine breaking through the halls of Montezuma wall, and it's just a fabulous. We've already got the statues done. We'll be putting it in place in August. It's a moving one. And then, of course, the Veterans Day ceremony on Friday the 10th. But then we have added on December 7th this year, if you go to the World War II site, now we have an airman in the like of President Bush, naval aviator. We have a soldier who fought in World War II, European soldier, Alan Honda, Letters from Home. And between them, we're going to put Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, okay.
And the Daughters of the American DAV have worked tirelessly to help raise the money for Rosie. We're well along for that, and she'll be with all her muscles right there, you know, between the airman and the soldier.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Lieutenant General, again, thank you for your service to the country, and thanks for what you're doing in our community right now.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks to this community for their support to our veterans and to our active duty soldier, sailor, airmen, Marines, and their families who continue to serve with distinction, sacrifice, and service.
We'll look forward to having you back again.
Yes, sir.
What else you got?
Hey, we posted a new podcast. It's episode 3 of something we call Is This a Thing?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that we do with Natalie Ruiz.
Okay.
Because, you know, restaurants, retail, and stuff, sometimes it's a thing, or it's not a thing till it's a thing.
Okay.
So she kind of separates fact from fiction.
Have you gotten Alec Baldwin's permission to do that?
No, that's Here's a Thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this
All right.
Is this a thing?
I thought he had Thing. I thought Thing was his
thing.
No,
no, no. Thing okay. is free to use.
Okay, all right.
So she talks about all kinds of restaurants and retail, the status of different developments. So she even hits on things like Target and HEB, Gander Mountain, Papa Doe, In-N-Out, things that are sort of at rumor stages.
Rumor stages.
So she talks about that. She also told me that there is $209 million of new value currently under construction just at Northgate. Adding 2,700 beds to what's already there. So she talks all about those things. You can find the link at cstx.gov.
All right, there you go. It's we talked to the folks from City College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our 3 College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
About 8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, the biggest scientific breakthrough in every state has been put out there on a map for us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know.
Finally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of them, for instance, in Montana or North Dakota or South Dakota, it's all about dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
You know, because that's who they are. But, I mean, in Ohio, synthetic rubber.
Okay.
That's where I guess, George Firestone, is that right? I think
sure.
Firestone did that. I believe that's right. The pressurized suit, that came from Oklahoma. Who would have thought that?
Yeah.
Now, in Texas, really has to do with the space stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Gemini and Apollo missions being here. In Vermont.
Tell me.
The snowflakes were looked at on a microscopic level. You know, in the grand scheme of things.
Do you want to be known as the state?
Oh, wait, but there's Missouri. Missouri came up with the largest prime number for us.
Oh, thanks, Missouri. We appreciate it. What is it?
I don't know. But I wonder if they have like a, do they have, well, you, I guess we could Google it now.
Mathematician. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
we don't need. We just Google it. But, I mean, do they have a billboard there someplace where they kind of, you know,
oh, Lord,
themselves
it on? Has a ton of digits.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Okay. Indiana, the breathalyzer. Yes.
Thanks, Indiana.
Okay. Of course, North Carolina, the first flight. That would make sense. Did we know Kentucky was the home of wireless phone? That was developed
in Kentucky?
I know. Wow. West Virginia. I mean, I guess it's good.
Okay.
But West Virginia's scientific accomplishment was the first steamboat.
Okay.
So they had the first of now what is an obsolete form of transportation. So, I mean, I guess
Vermont's
that's okay.
Just looking at snowflakes under microscopes. Yeah. It's not
that's
like
a good point.
Steamboats like moved things and did stuff. Yeah.
But snowflakes are unique.
Yeah, all we know is that every snowflake is different. Yeah.
And how much money did we have to spend for that, right?
Yeah.
And we have something to call liberals. So.
Hey, real quick, we had a couple of listeners text in during the interview with General House.
Yes.
Someone texted in and said that they would like listeners to know about the Christ United Methodist Pops concert on July 2nd.
Okay.
It's going to be at 6 p.m. and veterans groups will be honored.
Oh, wonderful.
So just want to let y'all know. And then someone else asked to have you explain the big red one to non-military aware listeners.
I can do that. And okay. The thing is, and that was a portion of what Lieutenant General House
right,
has
right.
done. Anyway, the Big Red One is the first infantry division. And basically what it did is it combined the Army divisions of the United States Army and is the oldest continuously serving regular Army group. Okay, oldest. I don't know enough to know how old it's been, but mm-hmm. It is called the Big Red One. It's also is called the Bloody First. But go and check it out. The home. I know they're based in Kansas.
Okay,
I think it's Fort Riley. I'm not sure, but he commanded Lieutenant General House commanded, I believe, 300,000 men. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Someone texted in and said 100 years.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and that very well could be. And they made a movie of it.
Okay.
Which, again, I don't know exactly how factual it was. The movie's, I don't know, it was years ago. But anyhow, I was pretty jazzed to have him in the control room.
Very cool.
Yeah, I could tell. That's
super
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, for the kind of people who we... we
that we normally
a lot.
Have?
No, who we interview a lot. Okay.
Careful, Scott.
I know,
careful.
That's what I'm trying to be. but, you know, and it's very interesting because I'm an old guy, so every morning I read the obituaries in the paper, see if there's anybody that I know who has passed away or was prominent in the community. And I think within the last week, a retired rear admiral who had a tremendous career in the military passed away. Did not live here a long time, but did at the time of his passing. But know this, this is a university that's been around for a long time, and there are, based on not only what happened in the classroom, but because of ROTC and being mandatory ROTC for so many years, people with very distinguished careers kind of just came back and retired here. And I've had that conversation with Jay Sokol a couple of times, people who once you sometimes don't know what they have accomplished until you read their obituaries. And really, to take it not to that level of accomplishment, but that's kind of how we started with Bravo Brazos Valley, just as a background to that. And that's how Tom Turbeville got so dedicated to doing things for the veterans, because a lot of people of that age and in that time when he started that show 25 years ago were veterans from World War II who had done amazing things in the war and heroic things in the war, but yet because of the time that they grew up in, you didn't come back and talk about that. And so you found out that people who were business people here or some guy who lived down the street from you had a very distinguished military career and served their country, and yet they didn't talk about it. And that's why, boy, when you see people now who put stuff on the internet about things that they've done or things that they want to share, and you put that up against a military career, I just have a problem balancing those two things, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway,
definitely.
but know that you are surrounded by, and this the other thing was, I mean, I'm going to school with kids, and then I didn't realize what their dads and moms did at A&M, you know, that they had been here for a long time or they had distinguished careers in academia before they came here. Well, Oh, that's just Mr. Jones. I've known him for a long time. He's a guy down the street, or, you know, he's a little league dad or whatever. So that's one of the things that's a little bit different about Bryan College Station is based on having a large university here and it having a strong military influence.
Right.
It did bring some people who normally wouldn't be in a town this size. All right, let me see. On that point, it's almost time to go, so we'll tell you that. Oh, you guys aren't gone. You're gone on Monday, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, I'll be gone all week. Yeah.
So let's see. Is that so? I got the Zach and Bill show. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, the Zach and Bill show.
The replacements,
or we could call it Bill and Bill
it's,
and Zach.
It's really just kind of the old man show because even though Zach's the youngest out of all of us, he's definitely an old man at heart.
He is. No, you're exactly right. So it'll be a bunch of old guys on the radio on Monday.
Yeah, is that back to normal?
Yeah, exactly. On this date in 1859. Charles Bludin walked across Niagara Falls on a tightrope. On a tightrope.
Talk about a wind gust making things go wrong.
Yeah, and the guy who invented the Twinkie invented it on this date in 1985.